The following is a presentation of Game Show Newsnet and the CLW 83 Network.
This is Jason Block with Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com, and I am here with the multi-Emmy Award-winning and host of Wheel of Fortune for the past 30 years, Mr. Pat Sajak. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Feeling multi-award-winning.
Yes, yes. There you go. Of course, congratulations on 30 years of Wheel. What does the New York City energy level mean to you?
Well, it is a different energy. You know, in L.A., we tape in a pretty small studio. We've got maybe 250 people there, and L.A. audiences are pretty jaded because so many shows are done there. And to come here with, 3,000 people and the kind of energy we have, it does goose you a little bit, although it does provide its own challenge because there's a temptation to play it like you're doing Shakespeare in the Park, But people are still watching at home on their little sets, so you have to try to tamp it down a little bit.
Of course, today is Fabulous Food Week.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you love about the New York food culture here?
Well, first of all, there's so much of it, and you can't walk down the street without finding not only lots of food, but different ethnicities, different price ranges. It's from the hot dog cart, to Nobu, and they're all in the same, all in the same area. So it is, you cannot go hungry in New York.
Nope.
If you're walking around.
All right, some quickie food questions for you. Chicago dog versus New York dog.
Chicago, but I'm prejudiced. I grew up there. And I do like them a lot. And I'm always, it's frustrating because when you're in other parts of the country, like out in L.A., you go to a place that says Chicago dog, and they're lying. They're not Chicago.
Yeah, like New York style cheesecake, New York style hot dog.
No,
when you see the word style,
that's a hint, right?
Yeah,
it's it means
not.
We're not really. We're lying to you, folks.
Yeah. Thin crust versus deep dish.
Now this goes against my Chicago upbringing, but I'm a thin crust guy.
So you remember you're not allowed back then?
No, they get a little annoyed with me for that. But I've always preferred thin crust, and I love if you give me go. I've been to, 3 dozen places in New York over the years where you go in and just grab a slice and fold it over and throw it down your throat.
There you go.
That's a lunch.
with a nice cold brute beer.
There you go.
Watching the clips over the past 30 years, is that sort of like a time capsule to you?
Yeah, kind of, because you don't remember them because we do so darn many shows, and your mind becomes kind of like this giant Cuisinart, with little pieces of show in there. And so when they play these clips, it's kind of like reliving the past, meeting old friends and all that. So the clips have been fun for me because I've forgotten most of them.
And how many shows have you done?
A ton. Next season, at some point, we will have done our 6,000th nighttime show, and I did 7 years of daytime, so another almost 2,000 shows. So I'm getting close to 8,000.
You're still involved with PatSajak.com?
Yeah, we do. We do some games. If you go, DirecTV has a game channel, and you can find some of our games on there. Yep.
So where do all the game show hosts hang out? Is there a little secret club?
There's a little game show a bar and grill. It's underground and only accessible. But no, but you know, it's funny. People do think you like, you know, like we live in the same condo or something. You know, I don't know most of the guys. I mean, I've met most of them, and I know Alex slightly. I mean, I don't see him much because I live in the east. He lives in the west. He tapes on different days than I do. So I see him maybe twice a year when we have a photo session or something. But I've met most of the guys. I'm always interested because of the fact that a guy like Alex, in addition to Jeopardy, which he's done for almost as long as we've done Wheel, also he's done probably a dozen game shows over the years here and in Canada. And most of the guys, Barker included, have done multiple game shows. It's kind of strange because I've only done one. And I just happened to hit it big with the first one.
It's the right place, right time.
Apparently.
Cultural icon.
This show may work.
You know, 30 years maybe. Who were your game show people who you respected and looked up to?
It's funny, but game show hosts. There's going to be kind of a turnover now because game show hosts used to be broadcasters first, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Cullen, Bob Barker, these were guys who could do anything that involved audio. They could announce, some of them acted, some. They were just good broadcasters, and
right. They
brought that sensibility to game shows. Now, they tend to look for, like, comics and things like that.
Like a Drew Carey or Howie
Mandel.
Yeah,
some do a nice job, and some are more interested in doing comedy than hosting a game. It's a tough, you know, hosting games are a strange for a performer because a performer's instinct is, hey, the spotlight's on me, look at me, and that's why they get into this business. When you're a game show host, you finally have to realize that, you know what, people are watching to see the game, they're watching to see the players, and I may be in third or fourth place on the list of their favorite things.
Last question, most important one here. How are the Angels and Dodgers going to do this year? Because I see you on the in the front row.
Yeah, I'm there a lot. I don't know. The both of them are question marks because they both on paper look great, but as we saw with the Miami Marlins last year, paper doesn't always define anything. So I don't know, but I think both of them have a chance to have really big years, and people around the country can learn to hate the Dodgers the way they learned to hate the Yankees because we're spending all this money on players now.
Absolutely.
Now we can do it.
Pat Sajak, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
Okay, this is Jason Block here in New York City at Madison Square Garden for the 30th anniversary tapings here in New York City. And I am with now Letter Toucher, as opposed to Letter Turner, who's been on the show since, I think, 1982. The wonderful Miss Vanna White, how are you?
I'm great, thank you so much.
So, congratulations, of course, on the 30th anniversary. It's been a great season. What does New York City mean to you personally?
New York City is exciting and alive.
Well, okay. Simple and easy. There you go. You know, today, as we're taping this, we're covering Fabulous Food Week.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite foods of New York City or any favorite restaurants, places here?
There are so many amazing restaurants in this city. I couldn't tell you which was my favorite. I mean, there's everything. Anything you want, from pizza to gourmet, is here.
Well, I mean, come on, there's got to be one.
Oh, one place? I mean, I would say an Italian restaurant would be... the Italian food here. I was down in Little Italy just a couple days ago. Where did I eat? Oh, what's the name of it?
Was it Ferraro's?
I had a chocolate-covered cannoli.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Yes, it was. They are fantastic.
They are.
Is there a favorite memory over the last year? You know, because we've been seeing a lot of classic clips.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff that they haven't shown yet or that they've forgotten.
You know, there's one, it's not necessarily a favorite one, but it's a memorable one. I remember the puzzle was The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat.
Okay.
And there were only two letters missing,
mm-hmm.
and she had $25,000 in front of her, and she called a wrong letter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's odd, but that was heartbreaking.
Well, what's very interesting, and I've noticed that I've watched this, is that when you're playing at home and you see it, and they don't.
Yes.
And there are people have had 25,000, 30,000. And the beauty of your, you know, of Pat is that you have to get someone to move on from that. And I understand exactly where they're from. And by the way, this particular question is from a friend of mine.
Okay.
How did you get involved with Knit Picks to have your own yarn, Vanish Choice?
Well, I have crocheted pretty much my whole life and love it, absolutely love it. And about 20 years ago, I was on the Johnny Carson show, and the president of Lion Brand Yarn Company saw me, and I talked about my love of crochet. So he sent me some yarn, and I loved his yarn, and I told him, and he said, well, why don't you become our spokesperson if you love our yarn so much? So I did. And then about 6 years ago, he said, you should have your own line of yarn. And I said, okay, sure, I would love to, because I'm so passionate about it. And I said, but you know what I want to do? I want to give back. So I would like to donate part of the proceeds to a charity.
And the charity is?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Great, great place.
Yes.
And are you heavily involved with all the production and the picking of the yarns and stuff?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And, of course, you said you just crochet.
Yes. I crochet. That's my number one thing. I can knit, but I crochet much better.
You still do it?
I do. Always. It's always with me. On an airplane, behind the puzzle board, at home by my bed. I always have projects going in different spots.
So, it is, of course, 30 years. Is there anything else you would like to say to the people who we are listening to right now?
Please keep watching and enjoying our show. We would not be here without you. Thank you for all the loyalty you've given us over these years.
Vanna White, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Jason Block here with Game Show Newsnet and the newest member of the Wheel of Fortune team, Mr. Jim Thornton. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, first of all, of course, you had to replace the late, great Charlie O'Donnell.
Right.
How were you sort of notified of the audition process?
You know, I had heard that Charlie had passed away, and I had been a fan of his for, you know, since I was a kid. And I didn't call. I didn't send in an audition tape or a CD, whatever like that. I actually heard from my agent, and my name had come up because Harry Friedman, our executive producer here, had talked to my agent, and my name came up because I'd done some other work with game shows. And Harry said, Jim Thornton, that would be a perfect idea. Because they knew my work from a news radio station in Los Angeles, KNX 1070. So long story short, they felt like they knew me. I walked in, and it was like meeting my best friends that I'd never met before.
Well, why do you think newscasters have a distinct advantage in the announcing department?
You know, there has been that kind of a thing. Charlie O'Donnell was a newscaster in Los Angeles for a while, right. And some other. I think it's a natural progression. You're used to talking. The microphone usually doesn't throw you, and hopefully you can talk with, you know, some kind of clear voice and clear mind.
Well, so when you got the gig, what was your reaction?
Oh, I called my wife and I said, or I texted my wife and I said, make us something really unusual for dinner, or something silly like that. I said, let's have a really nice meal tonight. And I didn't tell her why, you know, but I knew that I got it. Harry said, you know, I think things can work out, and I think it's, you know, we're going to talk to our people, and you're in.
So what's been the best part of the job so far?
The best, I think and the biggest surprise, too, has been the audiences. You know, it can be a little scary when you first start doing this. I hadn't worked in front of audiences like this before much, but they're so wonderful. Every time, it's like going out and meeting a bunch of friends, old friends. They just love you. It's like, better yet, it's like going to a family reunion.
And you said this is your first time here.
Yeah.
So what's been your reaction to New York?
Oh, I love this place. I wouldn't like to drive here. Okay?
That's why we have the subway.
That's why you have the subway. All weather, the subway is great. But I love it. There's so much to see packed in such a small space. I think that's what I like about it best. You know, you have Statue of Liberty. You have the Chrysler Building, Empire State Building. Well, you know what you have here.
Yeah.
And it's all in one little area.
And how do you think the fan reaction has been to you? How have they treated you?
People have been welcoming me with open arms. And you know, bless them for that. Because I do feel like I'm still walking somewhat in the footsteps of the legendary Charlie O'Donnell. And, you know, I hope I have his blessing somewhere.
And do you have anything else you want to say to the people who are listening here?
Hello, New York. Hello, game show enthusiasts. We love the folks that really get into the game shows. It really is addictive. And thanks.
And thank you, Jim Thornton. Much appreciated.
It's my pleasure.
If you have any questions or comments about WLTI Live, please submit it to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of both Game Show Newsnet and the CLW83 Network. Tune in. JWC Media.